Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Miss Stevie Nicks bringing this back.
And I saw my reflection in snow.
One of the great singer-songwriters of our time. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad our good friend Denny McCormick is here. Dennis is the regional manager for Insperity of the Quad State area of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut. In the previous segment, I called him the regional vice president. His boss, Scott Easton, might have something to say about that, right, Denny?
Yes, he would.
You have to tell Scott when you see him today. I'll tell him today I promoted you on the show. So Denny, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I wanted you to join us and talk about is you're a pro. You're like me. You've got some gray hair. You've got some lumps and some scars and you're a grizzled old veteran like me. You're up there in the trenches with your folks, with your managers, with your sales force, with your support people. You got 40 something professional, highly trained professional salespeople selling a sophisticated product. What's it like managing that kind of an organization today compared to, say, 10 years ago? What are the differences?
Well, you know what, Jim? I think today the talent that we have that came in over the last year or two, I think they look for several things. They want a company that creates a good corporate culture. I think culture is really, really important to new folks that are coming into the workplace. They want consistency and work-life balance. And sometimes early on, that was a little bit of a challenge because years ago it was the old lunch pail mentality. You went to work,
right.
You know, put the kids on a school bus and you went to work. But today it's a little bit more of work-life balance. But there's a lot of talented individuals that have joined organizations over the last several years that are good at what they're good, their skill set, whether it's technology, whether it's in finance, advertising, or media. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent out there, but I think the talent looks for the talent looks for companies that have a work-life balance and a good corporate culture.
That's really
important.
That's a good perspective for all of us to have when we're interviewing the young folks. But let me ask you this, Denny. Is the title sales professional, salesperson, sales representative, is sales something that people shy away from these days? I mean, I always knew I wanted to be a salesman. I've been a salesman since I was 5 years old, and I still am. I own my own company. I'm still selling. And so I love selling. But is that something? How is that title playing out these days in the workplace?
I think it's playing out well. I think people like the freedom to be in sales, unlimited income, selling a good service or a product. I know that I was reading up recently, and it surprised me that even financial jobs are down. Education and health. And health related industries are up. Sales professionals are up. I think it's a way to make unlimited income for putting in a good effort on a daily basis and managing, you know, your book of business. So I think I do think, Jim, that it's still rising and a lot of people are getting into sales at this time.
But you got to be self motivated. You got to be able, don't you?
No, I was going to say, if you're not self-motivated, it's probably a position that will be short-term, and you'll bounce from one sales job to another. Obviously, you need to be motivated every day, and without that, unfortunately, it's it starts to die out real soon, and you're going to move on to another company.
You know, Denny, I've never known in my entire career on January 1, I've never known exactly what my W-2 was going to look like for that year.
Right.
You ever think about that?
And that's pretty
I've always had what we used to call a leveraged compensation plan. And my small business owners out there listening right now, Denny, they know all about leveraged compensation plans. They know all about not knowing what their W-2 is going to be like that year. But that, if you're not prepared to have to be attracted to that kind of control of your own life, where you can make as you said, make the money that you want to make, if you find a company that will allow you to do that with their compensation plan, if you're not if that's the kind of thing that attracts you, go find a really good company and tell them you want to sell for them, right?
Right. Absolutely, Jim. Well, it's kind of a funny story, but we have a top business performance advisor here at Insperity, and it's interesting because every year in January he fires himself again. So every year he'll say, okay, I think I got to fire myself today and kick this thing back up again. And
right.
His motivation is moving the ball forward month after month. But when you have an exceptional year sometimes, you tend to rest on your laurels at that point.
Yep.
The good ones want to just take it to another level, and that's what makes sales really, really good. Because again,
that's when you have to look in the mirror. You have to look in the mirror, Denny, and say, what have I done for me lately, right?
Correct.
Hey, Denny, good job today. Thank you for joining us. You really added some value to a lot of folks today, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Have a great day.
Come back again on the show real soon. I'll see you later today. Denny McCormick, ladies and gentlemen, regional manager for Insperity in the New York area, the tri-state area up there. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.